Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Heartman music bringing us back. That's Mellencamp rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Aaron Shapiro is here. Jim's later. Right now we got Aaron Shapiro. He's the author of the brand new book, Users, Not Customers. And I'm going to ask you about that not thing in just a second, but it's a brand new book just out today. Be careful. His mother's buying the first copy. You don't want her to hurt you if you're at her Barnes & Noble or her or whatever store she's going to be at. And he's the CEO of a company called Huge. Aaron, congratulations again on the book. Tell the audience where they can find it. And also how they can avoid your mother.
Sounds good. So the book is called Users, Not Customers. Online, you can go to usersnotcustomers.com, or you can pick up a copy at any of the big book websites like Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. And it should be available in pretty much every bookstore around the country.
You know, talking about mothers, when I wrote my first book and I told my mother I was publishing my first book, she turned ashen when she heard that. Because she thought I was writing a book about my family. It scared the heck out of her. She, you know, for her, why would you write any other kind of a book, you know? And it scared the heck out of her. Anyway, hey, listen, Aaron. One of the things that you're doing when you talk about users and you talk about the universe that they move in and how they work and how they influence, and folks, I'll tell you what, Aaron, quickly, give us the difference between a user and a customer.
Sure. So a user is everybody who interacts with your company online. So some of those people could be customers, people who buy your products through your website, for example, but they're also all the other people who interact with your company. People who stumble across you, they could be their prospects, they could be potential partners, members of the media.
Suspects.
They could be potential employees.
Could be anybody.
The whole digital ecosystem.
So
anybody.
Now,
that's right.
Now, is it not appropriate to call that your community?
That's actually a pretty good idea. I should have put that in the book.
Well, no, the reason I say that, when I think of community, I don't just think of community as customers. I think of it as anybody who might, there are people who might like to read your comments about your industry, even though they're never going to, I've had ministers to tell me they like listening to my show. Well, they're not small business owners, but they're part of my community because they listen to my show, for example.
Talk
to us about users and communities.
Absolutely. So communities and building community is one of the most effective things that companies, especially small businesses, can do to build up their brand and sell online. And what community usually is about is really about a certain interest or passion area that's related to your product. And you as the company or brand are the expert about that subject matter. And the community will naturally grow with people who are passionate and excited about it. And since your company is part of that community of people who are interested and passionate, those other community members will naturally want to do business with you and want to buy your product and support your company and services. So it's a very common strategy, and it's something that even small businesses can do to be part of the community related to their products.
And that's
it's a very effective tool online.
You want to, as a small business owner, you want to join communities that are homogeneous with what you do, and you also want to create your own communities, don't you?
Absolutely, 100%. And there are lots of different ways to do it. So let's say, for example, I'm a small store that's selling, I don't know, that's selling, you know, model kites or something, right? So there's full communities online all about model kites, for example, that you can be part of and then get those folks interested. Plus, you could get those people to sign up for your Twitter feed, join your Facebook page,
sign up for your blog, and at that moment, even if they just read something that you've said, or what, they've been to your website and they subscribe to your newsletter or whatever, at that moment they're part of your community, aren't they?
Absolutely. And what's really powerful is the social aspect of this. So what's really interesting is that if you look at large sites like CNN or big content sites, a tremendous amount of that traffic comes not from people who go to those sites first, but for people who forward those articles to other people.
Right.
And then those recipients see it in email or on their Twitter feed,
right.
Click on those links and look at those articles. And that's driving roughly a third to half of the traffic on most content sites nowadays. So if you think about your small business, if you have a similar type of blog or information, all those people who come to you are then going to forward those articles to their friends, who will then read the article and
right.
learn about your company as well.
Right.
So that tapping into that social is a really big part of marketing.
And ultimately, and there are people out there who are apoplectic right now because you and I haven't said anything about putting a product in somebody's hand yet. And folks, ultimately, the way business is being done now more and more and ultimately completely is people will make decisions about who they buy from and what they buy from their relationships inside of communities, I think. As a user of your content, your information, your relationships, as a user, as Aaron calls them, inside those communities. What do you think, Aaron?
Absolutely. But there's another interesting thing about
Quickly.
The title of the book, which is the second meaning was to think about your customers as users. And that's because everyone who is ready to buy, they're going to want to buy directly from you online, so it's important that you're also e-commerce enabled,
yep.
so people can buy directly from you, and that's a critical part of any online strategy.
But at least they've got to be able to shop with you online, even if
Absolutely.
You, even if they either must or you want them to come to your store, you at least have to let them shop with you online. Aaron, give us the website again, please.
It's usersnotcustomers.com.
All right, that's the name of the book. Aaron, will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
We'll do it.
Love to come around.
Good job today.
Thanks
Aaron Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. Users, not customers. Find that book, but watch out for his mom. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.